Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. Listen, if you don't like Cowboys talk, LeBron James talk, that kind of stuff, this is not the show for you today because we got a lot to get to. Got Washington football coach Ron Rivera, Hall of Famer Kurt Warner on the Goodyear Hotline later in the show. Guys, hear what Jerry Jones had to say about Dak Prescott yesterday?
Coach Jerry Jones?
Coach Jerry Jones. You know, he likes to be called coach. He does. When you address Jerry Jones, you ever call him Coach Key?
No, I don't even think. I probably just called him Jerry. Yeah, I call him Jerry.
I'm going to call him Mr. Jones.
No, I never miss it. Just Jerry.
Yeah, well, to me, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, why is it? Why is
that bank account? Mr. Jones.
You call someone Mr. if they have over a billion? Is that what it is nowadays? Mr.
Yes.
Certain people, it's hard to identify with certain people with certain names. Like, do I call Chuck Pagano coach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do I call Bill Parcells coach or do I call him Bill? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a weird. It's like when my mom was alive, my name is Joseph, but it's also Keyshawn. And when she said Joe, I knew she needed something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it was that she needed. It was Joe.
So Keyshawn's the middle name.
Yeah, Keyshawn's my middle name. Yeah. So Keyshawn was like, okay, that means all right, it's all good. But when she say Joe, that was something.
Joseph? Were you in trouble if you heard Joseph?
Nah, see, Joseph got dropped a long time ago. Yeah. That was like when I was young, and I think I was like in the first or the second grade, I started calling myself Keyshawn.
Because
Joseph just, do I look like a damn Joseph?
Yeah. Even though Joe can be anybody.
If I was like a Joe, no, I wouldn't have no swag. I'd be boring.
None, zero.
Zero. Okay. Joe
Johnson. Joe Johnson did his thing.
No, but
he got swag. It's just different than Keyshawn. It's a
Joe Montana.
There's some dope Joes out there. All I'm saying is there's some dope, but you don't look like
maybe not Joe Judge, but we'll get
to
that later.
Montana is different than Joe Johnson, the receiver.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, the quarterback. You could get away with Joe Montana.
By the way, if your last name is Montana, if your last name is Montana, Joe works all day.
South Central, LA.
Joe Johnson from South Central. No, I don't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. It just doesn't.
It's like where you were raised.
Before we move on, arrogantly speaking, if you got to say my last name, something wrong. See, if I'm Joe Johnson, if I'm Joe, you got to say Johnson.
Right.
If I'm Keyshawn, you don't have to say my
last
name.
That's right. No, there are guys like
something wrong.
Like the Prince, like it fits in that same category.
Even if reality of it,
so you're saying my name is just marginal?
No.
Well, that's why it's J. Will for you.
Oh, J. Will. No, what I'm going to say is so many Jasons.
That's why I went
to J. That you can identify that played professional sports at the time that you played.
Jason Williams. There were a million Jason Williams. Well, you're J. Will.
Yeah, there was one guy who shot a chauffeur.
I'm
just what? People are like, oh, man, really tough ride for you. I'm like,
that was an accident.
That's not me, though.
That was an accident.
I'm the guy that had the accident.
You ever spend any time with Jason Williams?
Yeah,
nice guy back in the day. Used to do a lot of charity work, everything.
My dude, one of the best.
That was a very, very bad situation. All right, I don't know how we got there.
Yes, that's what I said.
I don't know how we got there, but no, let's get back.
We got there. Can we get back,
please? We got that based on Jerry and the fact of who calls him coach, general manager, Jerry, Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
But he's Jerry.
Well, Jerry.
Way to bring it back.
Had this to say. First of all, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline.
Joseph Keyshawn. It is
time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here is Jerry defending Dak Prescott. Listen to this.
The thing that you're seeing is sometimes the pass that looks errant is because the receiver, for instance, ran the route two yards shorter. If you're not really crisp on the way the play was designed relative to how many yards you go, the cut, then you passing game can look really off.
Okay.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's speaking truthful facts.
It can go the other way as well, though.
Is that the reason that at times the Cowboys passing game looks stalled? I wouldn't say that, because most of the time when you're supposed to go 18 and you go 16, you can still complete the pass. But the reason that you go 18 is so that you can come back to 16. But if you at 16, which is typically the sticks, let's say it's 3rd and 16,
sure.
And a guy goes to the 16, he's probably going to come back to 14.
Mm-hmm.
You can still complete the pass, but you're not going to get the first down. If a guy is running a in route at 14 instead of 18, you 4 yards short. The ball tends to sail based on the drops of the quarterback, the timing when he hits his back foot. But that's to the extreme. Mm-hmm. That's to the extreme. Most of the passing game in the National Football League is in rhythm and timing with the quarterback. It's all timing is what it is. You go a certain depth, they take a certain drop. He hit his back foot, you come out your break, ball gone, completion. So some of it, what Jerry's saying, is good, cool, but it sounds like he's protecting
the
$200 million quarterback because he should. It's his quarterback.
I'm wondering why he feels a need to protect Dak right now. Like it's just because they're not playing at the level we expect them to play?
Probably so. I mean, all coaches, first of all, everybody's going to protect their quarterbacks that are good.
Not the Giants' offensive line, but go ahead.
Well, if we don't have a quarterback that's good.
Oh, if your quarterback is bad.
You missed that part.
If you have a bad quarterback, for the most part, we all see that. Dak Prescott is not a bad quarterback.
Can I tell you, I've said this before. I don't think Dak Prescott is in that first bucket. I think he's right there at the second bucket, about to pierce the first bucket. I have to see him go deeper in the playoffs. It does feel, though, like there are a lot of excuses for Dak a little bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my thing. Like when I hear Jerry talk about it, and I get that there have been a lot of injuries that the Dallas Cowboys have gone through this year. But, like, you know, I just come from the old school. Like, I don't want to hear excuses. Like, just let your play on the field dictate
Jay,
where you
I think
are.
This is something I talked about actually on This Just In. Terrific new show, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Handsome host. Yesterday, because we played that sound. And Jay, I felt exactly the same way. Like, Key, when Jay just made a reference to, just referred to buckets. That's because Key has buckets of quarterbacks, right? There's a first bucket, a second bucket, a bucket off to the side, a third. But the first bucket includes, for sure, Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, right? And then you'll have...
And Russell is in there. Russell's in there, but he's kind of like...
You can't put Russell in the bucket.
No,
right
he's
now.
In. He's in the.
He means
that,
just he's done it for so long at a very high level.
He's in the bucket. He's in
the
bucket.
Down the bucket.
The ladder's at the top of the bucket, and he's at like the last little.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell you call it, little latch. He's hanging on.
Hanging
he's not
on,
all the way
barely.
Out.
He's on. He's in the club for the good-looking people, but only when the lights aren't on too bright, and then they turn the lights on and they go, "All right, Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes, you're good."
Those four guys.
Russ, you may have to.
Those four guys are in there.
All right, look. So you also had Dak in there. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm saying about Dak. And this is why I don't have him in that first bucket. We expect Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes. Any team they're on, doesn't matter what talent they have, doesn't matter who's the coach, they have to at least make a run in the playoffs. Like, if they get bounced in the first round, forget about not making the playoffs, that's out of the question. But if they get bounced in the first round, we go, what? Dak, it just feels like the expectations, as Jay said, are different. Excuses are made because the Cowboys are loaded. You know, receivers may run the wrong route, whatever, stop a little short. But, Jerry, no one talks like Brady, Mahomes, and Rodgers got to win at least a playoff game every year. What, are we making excuses for Dak now?
Okay, so now I'm going to break you all the way down, you and Jay, to y'all knees.
Whoa.
Where'd that come from?
Jeez. So...
Hey, phrasing!
First of all, when you talk about Dak Prescott, who's now in his fifth year in the National Football League, or sixth year in the National Football League.
I think it's five.
Is it five?
I think so.
Whatever. Yeah. It's not, you know, those guys.
Right.
He just got his money this year.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys have all gotten their money. So with money comes expectations to a larger level. When those guys first started, you wasn't expecting for them to do it every single year, except Mahomes after his Super Bowl run. Because you wasn't expecting for him when he took over for Alex Smith to all of a sudden go to the Super Bowl every single year. You expected for him to start to go to the Super Bowl after he became the Super Bowl winner, the
MVP. Sixth season, by the way. I just looked it up. You're right.
Six seasons. And so when you look at that, this is the only year that we now look at Dak Prescott and say he's got to win a Super Bowl or make a strong run toward a Super Bowl because you paid him a lot of money and he's loaded this year. They were not loaded a year ago when he got hurt. They were not loaded the year before that.
Mm.
They were not loaded.
Not on defense the year before, yeah.
They were not. This is the first year that in Dak Prescott's career that they have been loaded from front to back. The first time.
Yes, on defense too, right, because 2 years ago the offense was not
time.
The defense. And
he got his money.
That's fine. But fine.
But
then those are
the
expectations now. I'm not trying to hear the receivers.
No. Matt,
We'll get there.
Much more on the Cowboys. We're going to get back to it, guys, with Dominic Foxworth in 20 minutes.
Ankles is better.
Coming up, LeBron said the Lakers' issues are on the players. Did they step up against their biggest rival last night?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, guys. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. By the way, which current division leader in the NFL won't win the division? That's 888-729-3776. That's what we're asking on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN. Which current division leader won't wind up winning the division? So here's the thing. Today we start with the Cowboys and the Lakers as two of the biggest brands in sports, right? Start the Day is brought to you by Indeed, high-speed to quality candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So, guys, the Lakers were sitting at 500, 12-12, with a legit big three on the roster,
mm-hmm.
like three future Hall of Famers still in or around their
five
primes. We're still
Hall
operating at a very high level.
Five future
Hall
of Famers.
Yeah, you're right. No doubt.
Okay, so
but I'm talking about, Jay, I'm talking about guys who are still performing when last seen at all-star plus levels. Melo's going to the Hall. Carmelo Anthony's going to the Hall of Fame, right? Who else? Who's the fifth?
I mean, Rondo may have a legit case.
Yeah, Rondo
but
may.
That would be
maybe,
six.
Maybe.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard, too.
The big three, Dwight, Melo, and then I guess Jay
six.
Said.
Yeah, six.
Say, six. Rondo, six Dwight, six. Rondo, Dwight Howard, and Carmelo Anthony, while still useful players, are no longer making all-star teams.
Mm-hmm.
Westbrook, AD, and LeBron are making all-star teams every year, right? Okay, so that's the big three. And you expect a team like that. History of the league is you have three dudes like that. They're all making all-star teams, MVP caliber players, at least two of them. You're going to go to the playoffs. You're going to be a high seed. You're
going to
advance.
You're going to the conference finals to win a championship. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
With those names, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, but 12-12?
No, 13-12. Get it right.
Well, hold up. Heading into the game.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, LeBron was asked about his coach, Frank Vogel. There's been a little, is his seat getting hot? Getting warm? So he was asked about Frank Vogel after Monday's practice. This is what LeBron said.
I think criticism comes with the job. You know, Frank is a strong-minded guy. He has a great coaching staff. And we as his players have to do a better job of going out and producing on the floor. You know, so we're a team and an organization that, you know, that don't mind some adversity and don't mind people, you know, saying things about us, obviously, because it comes with the territory.
So guys, they are now 13-12 because they just beat the Celtics last night.
Yeah,
and look what happened. You know, LeBron, AD, and Westbrook are now all playing And lo and behold, they win.
Look, I know the Lakers are a polarizing topic for people. And every single day we talk about LeBron James and whether he's on the demise or what's happening with the Lakers. But have you checked out the West lately? Like, remember we used to always talk about how deep the West is, the best conference? Yo, the Eastern Conference is the best conference. Like, look at the West now, okay? Like, with the exception of Golden State and Phoenix, like, are people scared of the Utah Jazz? Like,
not at the moment.
Memphis, they're in fourth place. The Clippers, like, you're looking at it, and you're sitting there saying the Lakers are 13-12. They're in sixth place right now. They are going to figure it out. Like, they are still not 100% healthy. You don't have Kendrick Nunn playing. You don't have Trevor Ariza playing. I've seen Frank Vogel use LeBron James at the five spot the other day.
He played AD and LeBron at the five, at the 4-5 yesterday.
Exactly. And yeah. I saw LeBron involved in a lot of P&R, pick and rolls with Russell Westbrook. He's been turning it up a lot more lately. I think a lot of it is just due to the static that we're used to having around LeBron, that people want to take hot shots at it. But trust me and believe me that at the end of the year, this team will be there in the Western Conference. They will be there.
I would say the one thing that you said on all of it, the Lakers are polarizing and LeBron's polarizing.
Yes.
And so when you look at it, people want to a degree, vilify him. So therefore, if his teams or his squads are not playing at the level in which people think they should be playing at based on the names that are on the team, people go crazy. Now, you're only 26 games into the season?
Just played 25.
25 games into the season.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't even got to the All-Star break yet. You mentioned Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza was brought to the Lakers as an older player, not for offense, but defense. The defense is struggling. You're missing one of your key components on the defensive side of the ball. You finally have inserted, at times, the right chemistry with Dwight Howard. DeAndre Jordan should have probably never been the starter and frontline guy in front of Dwight. Now Dwight's getting in the mix. Carmelo is playing pretty good basketball for a guy who's older. LeBron James, as people have always said, when he's around new situations, it take a minute for everybody to gel. If you got a coach in Frank Vogel, defensively, is supposed to be this great defensive coach, but everybody got to get on the same page. Their struggles have been shooting the ball and playing defense. They shot the ball extremely well last night. And they play solid defense.
Shooting the ball was not a surprise. The defensive end so far, I think, is a little bit of a surprise. But
you got a bunch of people together, Max, and everybody got to communicate. Yeah.
And they haven't all been healthy playing
also
together.
Max, like, one guy plays for my Chicago Bulls, and Alex Caruso just had a hamstring issue.
Yeah, he was.
But, I mean,
key.
He was a tough mentally dude.
Yeah.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope, no longer there. Like, it takes a while to implement different pieces, especially when your defensive scheme has to change because you can't apply that much pressure on the perimeter like you used to.
No doubt. Here's the thing. I totally agree with you, Jay, about the Lakers. And to me, the main thing is this. We know what LeBron is, even now, what he's going to wind up doing. AD, if he stays healthy or when he's healthy. Westbrook, they brought in a piece that, and I will say this again, every single year, it's the fourth consecutive year, new team, new teammates, and he is ball dominant, and every year we go, first half, damn, he's not that good anymore. And every year, once he figures out his new role on his new team, second half, we go, wow, he's amazing. When that happens, Lakers are going to catch fire.
Think about it. The only team in the West that had a major overhaul is the Lakers. Phoenix didn't have a major overhaul from a year ago, and neither did Golden State.
Yeah.
And all I would say is they need to keep their internal pressure on AD because, you know, last night it was a big topic. You have 5 points at half. You got Shaq talking about it. You got Charles Barkley calling them out to a degree because people wanted to fire Frank Vogel, and Charles is like, no, it's more AD. They have to keep him, and they have to continue to push him to be an alpha because this team will win the championship if AD plays as an alpha.
Yeah, I totally agree. Or
get there at least.
One NFL division is so stacked that one expert refuse to even pick a favorite. We'll explain.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. We're on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Your smart speakers, download the podcast, and are joined now by Dominique Foxworth, giving you the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Morning, Neek. What's going on?
Man, I can't hang out with y'all.
Why?
Too comfortable around here. It just feels a little too much like home. I'm going to slip up and say the wrong thing on air. I just get...
Got to be a professional, man. Yeah, you got to be able to multitask. You play football.
I did back then. That's a muscle I don't use anymore. Now it's a switch. I turn it on and off now. I can't go in and out of worlds.
Stay sharp here, man.
Messing with me, I'm going to have you stumbling, bumbling over words.
Yeah, Jay, Neek is so right, though, because when you get a little too relaxed...
Yeah. It be happening all the time. You be in the middle of a conversation. You be talking to somebody, me and Keep like... I'm like, yo, look. Yeah. It's hard to stay focused over here, man.
Camera's on.
Something wrong with y'all, man. Y'all got to be able to, you know, Neek, you got to be able to pay attention.
Stay focused.
I could hear y'all talking. I could hear Max. I hear my producers. I'm watching television. Got to stay focused.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably how if Jordan was a basketball coach, that's how he talked to people. Like, you just got to do it. It's not that easy. Just tell him. That's like Barry Bonds trying to be a hitting coach. Just the ball coming, hit the ball. No, it ain't that easy. When I get comfortable, I get a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah, shoulders drop a little bit now.
Talk a way that I might not talk on air.
You're coming over here looking like Idris Elba in that suit, though. I see you working with.
I wish.
What?
No, you...
Yeah, he came in right today.
You look professional.
You came in right today.
I try to keep it up.
Yeah, very professional. That's what I would say. Non-threatening.
He's trying to trap you right now. It starts right now. There's the bait.
That's the goal. Non-threatening, man. That's gotta make these white people comfortable.
Is he a lawyer?
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable right now, Nika. Listen, we want to give people a reminder of what you said yesterday on Get Up when you were asked to pick someone to win the AFC North.
You have to pick the Ravens.
Leave me alone.
You have to pick the
Ravens. Leave me alone. There it is, right there. My choice.
Leave me alone.
Yes. Like this division is impossible to pick. And yes. I think the Ravens, they have the lead, so I guess maybe that's who you go with. But Lamar is not playing well. That defense is decimated by injuries. I don't know. And I don't trust any of these other teams.
Yep, that's my analysis. It's like I don't think that anybody can say with any confidence that any team in that division is going to win it. Like the Ravens have the lead, but they lost Marlon Humphrey, who's their best player on defense, and that's to add to all the other injuries they had in the secondary, which this team, their defense is built around their ability to play man coverage and blitz. They've tried to modify it going forward. So you don't have your starting quarter. So their defense is built around their corners. Both their starting corners are gone. Their offense is built around their running game. They are now on to running backs who were good 6 years ago. It's hard for me. And then you watch Lamar, and Lamar's doing things that we've never seen him do. Like, as a passer, Lamar was always good at reading defenses. He just didn't always throw it exactly where it needed to go. Accuracy was his issue. Lately, he's had the problem with reading defenses. He's throwing into coverages. He's surprised by the blitz, even though he's been blitzed as much as anybody the last several weeks. So this team looks a mess. And then you might say, oh, the Steelers, because they look good against the Ravens, but the Ravens aren't that good. And the Steelers got blown out by the Bengals. The Bengals are dropping games every which way. And then we don't even have to talk about the Browns.
Man, I think Ravens or Bengals. Like if someone said who's going to win, I'll say Ravens because they have Lamar Jackson in the end. But if Bengals, maybe you'll push them because they've been playing some defense at times, and Joe Burrow is Joe Cool. This generation's Joe Cool. And if you try and cover Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and then there's Joe Mixon running at you, they got a lot in Cincinnati, I think.
Yeah, they got players there. They got some defensive players, but still, it's also still Cincinnati. As soon as they started to do well, they drop a game every now and then as soon as things are going well.
We're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, which current division leader won't win the division? Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up and the fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So we had Dan Orlovsky on the show Monday. Here's what he said, what's wrong with the Ravens right now.
I think their pass game is one of, if not the sloppiest in the NFL right now. Their pass game is gross. So, Jay, it's just not having a plan. And to do it week after week after week, the Dolphins game on national television, I just don't understand how that well-coached of a football team can still have the same problem. Lamar covered up. That's why I say the saying is winning cures everything. No, winning covers everything. And he covered up because they were winning.
He could continue to cover up, though. They've just got to figure out how not to create the turnovers that he's been given. They got to figure out how to stop the turnovers on the offensive side of the ball. The receivers have got to catch the ball when he's throwing it. They've got to help him. But he can continue to do what he's doing because that's not going to change. Right. I keep hearing every single year, Neek, and you know this because you're a Baltimore guy, every year, oh, they got to do this with Lamar and this and the passing game and that. And Lamar, that's not who he is. You've got to let him just be who he is, play football the way that he plays it, and it's going to look like Friday Night Lights. That's just it's not Tom Brady. It's going to look like we're watching high school football on a Friday night.
Every now and then he does have those plays where you're like, oh, he just special. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to you don't want to overcoach that. I think that's part of the fear is like guys like Dan and I don't blame him for that. Like he's saying the game looks sloppy in part because you want it to be a little loose for a guy like that. You don't want him to play in constraints. When you have a guy who has mediocre athleticism and mediocre talent, it's the same with Patrick Mahomes. It's like everyone's like, hey, Patrick Mahomes, take the easy stuff. But all right, you start taking all the easy stuff, you lose the explosive ability for Patrick Mahomes. So when you are like, when you have a quarterback who's of mediocre talent, you don't want to put him out there and ask him to be special because he's not. When you have someone who's special, you're like, all right, I want to give you as many answers as I can. But in certain situations, I want you to have the freedom to make things happen. And when it doesn't work, you know what it looks like? Sloppy.
And that's, you know, as I said the other day, Jay was watching, I was watching the game and I said, man, you know, Lamar, man, I like Lamar. He's really good.
But that's
because
the best.
Three or four plays, you're like, man, get this dude out of here. Yeah. He make one play, you're like, well, yeah, give him $300 million.
Because the best game plan is when it's chaotic for them, right? I mean, considering they're depleted on the defensive side of the ball, the offensive side of the ball, like the game has to be ugly for them to have a legitimate chance to win.
No, but hold on. I hear what everybody's saying, but Lamar Jackson has had three games this season where he did everything everyone's saying and read the defense and did all those things. And those three games, he was the best football player on earth, right? So there is a level that Lamar can hit. We've seen it. And the question with him at this point in his career is, can he sustain that level once the postseason begins, assuming they get there,
hold on,
enough
Max,
to win a Super Bowl?
This team is so depleted. Are you picking them to win a Super Bowl right now?
Jay, that's a separate issue. Can I ask you a question?
I feel like I've already watched this team exceed expectations, considering all the injuries they have.
Agreed.
Like every single game on Sunday, it's like, what is Lamar going to do this week to win the game?
No, agreed, but Jay, that's a separate thing. What we were talking about just then was Lamar and what he needs to be successful. Neek, it seems to me he is capable of doing everything you said and not getting so sloppy. Can he do that once the postseason begins, assuming they get there, enough times that the Ravens can win a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. But I think that because we do these shows, like we end up talking about big name stars. Like he can do that when he's on a team that can help him, just like any other quarterback. Like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, nobody is going to do it by themselves. So I think that's the real issue is right now he feels like, it seems to me like he feels like Mark Andrews is the answer to everything. And when he gets in trouble, he throws a jump ball to Mark. Sometimes he gets a one-hand catch, and then sometimes Micah Fitzpatrick interception in the
end. And if Andrews would have made that catch, they would have won.
So here's what I would say to you, though. When Aaron Rodgers gets in trouble, who do you throw the ball to? Adams. When Tom Brady gets in trouble, who he throws the ball to?
Gronk. Yeah, Gronk.
So I could go to every single team, and when they get in trouble, there's one guy.
Yeah.
When Brad Johnson got in trouble, who he threw the ball to? Keyshawn Johnson. That is what quarterbacks are going to do. If he hits a few shot plays to Hollywood Brown, get a little bit to Sammy Watkins, and Mark Andrews clean up his route running because they scored the 2 points, we're not even having this conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
If Mark Andrews runs through the ball instead of taking his shoulder and turning it and running like this, you run through it, it's a 2-point conversion, everybody's happy, greatest call ever in NFL
Lamar
history.
Did what he was supposed
the
to
whole
do.
Yeah. He stepped up, he eluded the rush, bam. I'm not worried about Lamar long term. Not at all. But what you get is you get the traditional quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they want him to be the guy in the offense and pat his foot. Don't work like that. He's not that guy. He's not Russell Wilson. He's not that.
The problem with that is he can be that guy in spurts. And I think that's why he's Lamar. Because, like, being the best athlete, there are plenty of great college quarterbacks that were outstanding athletes. Not many of them paired it with the ability to be that pocket passer that Lamar has. But I think that when you have that ability, people expect that. And they're like, hey, do that more often. And he hasn't been able to do that lately. And
he will, Dominique, in his entire career, I promise you, he will never be able to give you what they want on a consistent basis because that's just not his DNA. No matter how much you train him, no matter how much you get him on the board, all of those sort of things, because his athletic ability is so rare, that is a major gift to him, that as soon as he figures out, okay, I'm in trouble, I can go.
Like the Russell Westbrook of the NFL.
I can do whatever I want to do. And people don't, they've yet to buy into that.
So question. Dominique refuses to answer this question I'm going to ask you guys because we had on the Dr. Pepper Twitter line, we're asking on 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, which current division leader in the NFL won't wind up winning the division? Do the Ravens win the division, Key?
I'll answer. Yeah, they will. I just don't believe what I say.
No, they will. They will because I don't believe Cleveland. I believe Cleveland. They checked out.
Agreed.
I think they getting ready to start getting U-Haul, Beacons, whoever do it down in the Cleveland area, start backing that thing up.
Tomlin
ready
will compete, but they don't have enough.
Mike Tomlin will compete and take it all the way down to the wire. Cincinnati will be right there to get into the playoffs, and Baltimore do what Baltimore is always done, winning in the end. I mean,
it's a yes for you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Are we going to start putting that kind of expectation on Cincinnati that they should win this division?
Well, I want to ask Ravens going to win or is Cincinnati
should win the division.
Okay.
They should win the division with the talent that they have, considering the way the Browns are playing, considering the way we've seen the Steelers. Like, there's no excuse that Cincinnati should not win this division.
Jay, I agree with you, but you know what? And I think Joe Burrow is special. I like the Ravens because of what everyone just said about Lamar. In the end, in the NFL, it's almost not fair. Oh, the defense and this. It's turnover differential and who's your quarterback. Like, you can boil it down to that. Turnover, if you're +2 turnover differential, you're probably going to win unless the other team has a Lamar Jackson who loses his mind. Then you're going to lose anyway.
Man,
right?
Almost beat the Steelers in the end. He led them down and basically tied the game up if they didn't want to go for the two. If Harbaugh would have just said, you know what, I don't care that my DBs are down. We're just going to play cover three and just see what happens. Everybody go to the third and we'll see. And kick the field goal, they tie it up. But he said, you know what, my secondary's banged up. Oh, well, I got a lead in the division. I don't care about the first round by right now, bam.
Yeah, right decision, and it should have worked. Mark Andrews, as you said, run the route. Yeah, you win the game.
Even without the injuries to the DBs, I think the right decision right there is to go for it. Like, you got 2 yards with Lamar Jackson as your quarterback. Like, that's the win that you're going for. But the Bengals have issues. Like, no one's perfect. Their offensive line, that's a problem. But I do think that they're probably the most talented team in the division right now. But they aren't the most well-coached team. They got better coaches in the division.
And they're ahead
not
of
the
schedule.
Most experience.
They're ahead of schedule. Young, from a coaching standpoint, as well as players, they still young and they're ahead of schedule.
I'm just looking at the whole thing, though. Big Ben, beat up, Pittsburgh, like going through their issues. Like it is set up for Cincinnati to be that team.
Well, I'll say one thing about Lamar, because I asked you earlier, can he be Superman enough to win the Super Bowl? First year, he makes the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's the worst playoff quarterback I've ever seen in the first half. He's better in the second half. Next year, they make the playoffs. He plays much better. in the playoffs, but they lose. Last year, make the playoffs. He won a playoff game playing better. This year, the expectation for Lamar Jackson to remain on course is to make the playoffs. No one's trying to hear his secondary's hurt, whatever. Make the playoffs.
No one's trying to hear that?
Nope.
Realistically?
No.
It's Lamar.
Come on, man.
Win.
I'm glad you said that, Jay. Like, not me.
I'm not going to stop moving the goal line for that.
I'm not. Oh, no. Dude, the goal line for special, Lamar.
Two-time
is,
Pro Bowler for Marlon Humphrey.
What did we say earlier?
What are you talking about?
What did we say?
I said, why Neek over there laughing?
What did we say earlier about Dak when we were comparing him to Mahomes and Rodgers and Brady?
And here's what I'm going to say.
Dak's team is mostly healthy, with the exception of Zeke.
But I had the same expectation
Max, as
of Lamar.
I keep telling you, I tell you all the time, stop moving the goalposts on this brother. This man, has gone to the playoffs every single year he's made the playoffs, right?
Yep.
You're 100% correct. He's coming into the situation with a depleted team.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he is a puppy. Yeah. He's a don't tell me.
Relatively, yeah. He's like Joe Burrow's age.
And don't tell me. Well, Patrick Mahomes was able to do it and get to the Super Bowl in his third. Don't do that. Because I could go to you and say, well, Peyton Manning, it took Peyton Manning 1,000 years to figure it out.
Y'all are painting me into a corner that I'm not in. I'm not.
Well, fight your way out of it.
Okay, watch. If you say I'm moving the goalposts on Lamar Jackson, no, he is. When a guy continues to improve in the playoffs and every year shows you something more and more and more, then you go, okay, great. You weren't good in the first half, better in the second half. Next year, you were better. Next year, you won a playoff game. This year, I thought you were the MVP through a lot of this season,
absolutely.
Right? And now you've shown me that you can beat the Chiefs and that you can win in the playoffs.
Yes.
So now, Lamar, I'm looking at, can he win two playoff games?
So if he doesn't win two playoff games,
if he doesn't win two playoff games, he's not staying on course?
It's not a – no one
– Or it does, it depends. No depends player, how it goes down.
No player is on a linear trajectory. Like, that's just like – that's impossible to expect. Like, I'm not sure what quarterbacks you're thinking about in this situation, but I can't think of anybody who just was like, all right, we're going to miss the playoffs, then we make the playoffs, then we win one, then we win two, then we win three, then we win a Super Bowl.
But Neek, I'm not saying it's a failure if he doesn't do that. I'm saying that's the next step.
Okay, yeah.
The problem with that next step, though, is when you having, like Neek said, your strength of your team, the secondary, is the, they out there playing with you at corner, Max and me, at safety, and Neek at corner, and Jay at the other corner. It's not, you're not going to do anything. And then at the running back spot, he started the year with pretty good backs. Toward the middle of the year, they had dudes that would have been great 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like.
All pro.
I think, come on, man.
From nine years ago.
Max, I'm gonna sell it back to you. Tell me if I'm right. This is what you're saying is that he's done everything that there is for him to do, except. And, like, maybe he's not going to do it this year, but the next time we reevaluate Lamar Jackson, the next time we bump him up a class, he's going to have to, like, get to a championship game. Either conference or Super Bowl. So it's not saying, it's saying that he's way the hell ahead of schedule.
Way.
Guys, again, think of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is amazing. No, what I'm saying is Joe Burrow is amazing. He was good as a rookie, and look at him in his second year. Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow are the same age.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's like a couple of, like within, born in the same year. Yeah. It's ridiculous
how good Lamar's accomplished in his first two seasons is more than what Joe has accomplished.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, I know. You don't even think of them the same. I'm making your point.
He's a puppy, and I won't start putting that pressure on Lamar to take that giant next step. Until he signs that check, like I do everybody. Because the money, when they pay you the money, that says something.
Well, they're going to pay
him Prescott,
money.
Dak Prescott, it says something. Now, 3 years ago, a year or two ago, didn't mean anything. The fact that they gave Dak all that money, he's in that bucket of the guys that have done it. Because the money says you can do it. The money says you can do it.
That's why I said that they're 8-4. He's exceeding expectations right now for what he's doing.
Okay, so you brought up Dak. Let's talk about Dak Prescott. Because Jerry Jones is talking about receivers, always not, you know, that. But Dak is another guy, Neek. When I think when Key has buckets of quarterbacks, he puts Dak in the first bucket. He has Lamar and Kyler Murray on their own bucket off to the side, like parallel sort of with the first bucket. But he's, you know, Rodgers, Mahomes.
Can't do it, Neek.
Rodgers, Mahomes, Key. Brady, and Dak, right? And Russell Wilson, he says, is, you know, like not recently, but has been.
Hanging on by a thread.
Trying to get out of the bucket.
He hanging on.
My point is this, Neek. When even any kind of team, Brady, Rodgers, or Mahomes is on, they have to make the playoffs. That's a given. They got to make a little run once they get there, unless their team is awful. Then we give them a little excuse. Dak's on a loaded team, and I'm hearing the owner of the team start making excuses about why things aren't working out. Whoa, he got the bag. As Keith said, what are the expectations for Dak now?
Oh, yeah, I think the expectations are high for Dak, and the expectations are high for this team, but it's funny how it's changed. Before the season, we were like, hey, are they going to beat Washington for the division? Like, many reasonable people thought Washington was going to win the division. Then they came out strong, and Dak played like pretty much like he normally plays, and now everyone's like, man, now it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, we talk about move the goalposts. Before the season started, we weren't sure. We're like, that defense is terrible. They got a bunch of turnovers. They're slightly better on defense, but early in the season, their defensive improvement was based on, like, the luck of turnovers. Mm-hmm. A lot of it was.
Yes, it was. And Parsons is the
oh,
real
yeah,
deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no,
Parsons
I agree, but I just mean overall, on a down-to-down basis, their defense isn't dominant, and now the expectation is that they better win the Super Bowl. If they don't, then we're going to judge Dak as some sort of failure.
And he just got the bag. Them other dudes in that bucket, they've been
seconds.
In the league
ten seconds,
real quick,
Jay,
is he in
Jay
the first, is Dak Prescott in the first bucket with Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes?
Hell yeah. In my
and
opinion.
Tom Brady?
Absolutely.
One team's goal this weekend. Don't get embarrassed. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.